The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome in to an Under Center podcast special here on NBCSportsChicago.com. I'm JJ Stankovitz. The Bears on Tuesday announced Matt Nagy to be their 16th head coach in franchise history. Nagy comes to the Bears from the Kansas City Chiefs, where he was Andy Reid's offensive coordinator. Prior to that, he was the Chiefs quarterbacks coach under Andy Reid. Prior to going to Kansas City, Nagy was with Reid in Philadelphia, holding a number of roles on the offensive side of the ball. Before that, Nagy was a quarterback in the Arena Football League. Before that, Nagy played his college ball at Delaware, where he set a number of records for passing there that then went on to be broken by Joe Flacco. Before that, though, Nagy was the quarterback of Manheim Central High School in Manheim, Pennsylvania, in Lancaster County. Now, Manheim Central High School has a big following in Central Pennsylvania. Think like Friday Night Lights, but not in Texas. That's how big it is there. Our own Sarah Lauck had a chance to talk to Nagy's former high school coach, Mike Williams, who had some really interesting things to say about Nagy, some good insight into what makes the Bears head coach tick and what made him tick as a high school quarterback. So right now we're going to toss it over to Sarah's interview with Mike Williams. Some really good stuff in there.
First of all, have you talked to Matt today?
Well, I'll tell you what, I tried to call him, but guess what? His voicemail was all filled up. No room for me. And I'm not surprised by that, because he has so many friends and acquaintances that they, I'm sure they filled it up right away. I was out golfing a little bit earlier. In fact, that's where I heard the news, playing golf, and my grandson texted me. So from there on out, I got about one call every hole I played. So
from Manheim to Chicago, what were your initial thoughts when you heard the news?
Well, I knew that. I knew that Matt was going to be interviewed by Chicago, and we also thought the Colts were going to interview him as well. But it's great. You know, Chicago's a great football city, and Matt will be under a lot of pressure to win some football games again. So his dream has been realized. Now the pressure's on.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of that pressure, you talk about Ditka and Hallis, and now he's here. Why is he a good fit, do you think, for this job?
Well, I think Matt's a good fit. He's got the right personality for it. Besides X's and O's that he's great at, he's got a way of dealing with people that is really second to none. And I know at the level you're dealing with a lot of different personalities, a lot of guys are making a lot of money, and it's a matter of blending those people together. And I think Matt's got that personality. I mean, I know you've got to be technical, and you've got to be great at your X's and O's, but it's also about building a team. You know, it's not the same as high school or college, but you've still got to have that team unity, and I think Matt will be great at that.
Speaking of high school, I try to explain to people here how Manheim really is like Friday Night Lights. The whole town revolves around football, and it's an event, and it's every day leads up to the Friday. And, you know, if you don't make it to state, it's a failure. And, I mean, you were at the helm of that. So can you kind of describe to people what it's like, where he came from, where I came from? It's kind of crazy to describe it. Well, you know, I'm in Market 3 here in Chicago, so it's different.
It is different. I usually tell people that the football in Manheim is 24/7, 365, and the great thing about leap year is we get an extra day. But, you know, it is a big event, and Matt will be he'll be a hero now in our town. And I know George Derbyshire, who you know, he's our athletic director. He's already planning a picture of Matt in the trophy case. So, it's a big deal, and people are all excited, and everybody's talking about it, and emails everywhere and text messages. So it's a big deal in our town. He'll be very much a hero in our town now.
I don't know how much you know about Mitchell Trubisky, but I kind of see Matt looking at him and being like, God, that's kind of my dream. And really, You know, we know they've been talking, but why do you think he's a good fit with Matt at this moment in time right now?
Right. Matt's a quarterback guru. You know, he's played the position all the way through, midgets, high school, college at the University of Delaware, and he's worked with Alex Smith with Kansas City, so I'm sure he's learned a lot from Alex, and he taught Alex a lot of things. So I think he's, with his experience, I think the two will blend together, and they'll trade ideas, and you know, it'll just be a great relationship.
So you probably know him better than most people, not just X's and O's, but as a person. If there's a piece of advice that you could maybe give him right now, what would it be?
Well, just be yourself. Just do what you've done. And I think one thing about Matt is he's always remembered his roots. He's always remembered Mannheim. He still has many friends that he sees quite a bit back in Mannheim. He's never forgotten his coaches, his mentors. And I think I would say be yourself and don't lose sight of what hard work and the blue-collar work ethic that you had got you there. Don't start thinking you're too big for your britches, so to speak.
I don't think he's going to do that. I think he's going to be awesome. And then I'm going to see him tomorrow, so just any personal message you want me to relay. You may talk to him even before me tomorrow. You never know.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping I get a chance to talk to him this evening. But you can just ask him if Coach Williams would ask him, did you always agree with – I was the play caller, the offensive coordinator, so I called the play. So you can always ask him if he always agreed with the plays that I called, which he didn't. He got a little volatile. He was very much a competitor, so sometimes we butted heads a little bit. But it always worked out that I kind of got more relaxed with him and he got more relaxed with me, and it ended up being a great relationship. So two volatile guys, and they came together to form a pretty good partnership through high school.
I know you said he's one of your all-time favorite players, and you called him legendary, so I think this is going to be awesome. I appreciate your time, Coach.
Okay, you're quite welcome.
Hi, guys!
I'm Tara Lipinski.
And I'm Johnny Weir.
Guess what, Johnny?
What?
The Winter Olympics are right around the corner, and what does that mean?
Yay. That means we get to see Shaun White, Michaela Schifrin, and other top Team USA athletes conquer fresh snow and ice this February on NBC.
So make sure you're ready. Sign up for NBC Sports and Olympics emails by texting POD to 66866, or you can visit nbcolympics.com/newsletters to receive the latest athlete updates, giveaways, and more.
Message and data rates may apply. Winter is here.
All right, that was Sarah Lauk for NBC Sports Chicago interviewing Mike Williams, the former head coach of Mannheim Central High School. That was some really interesting stuff in there about Matt Nagy. We're going to get more into that this week on NBCSportsChicago.com about Nagy's background in Pennsylvania. Also, Sarah had a chance to sit down with Matt Nagy at Hallis Hall on Tuesday. You can catch some of that interview on NBCSportsChicago.com and on our air on NBC Sports Chicago. Really good stuff there, and we hope you have enjoyed this very brief pod special about Matt Nagy, the 16th head coach of the Chicago Bears.